Today's podcast is with my friend Amanda, who is a mother of two and does production coordination for an apparel company in Japan. She and her husband, who also works full-time as a VP of sales, have two kids. One, 3 years old, who currently is one of my students, and a 19-month-old baby girl. In today's podcast, we discussed her oldest child's overly competitive nature and how to balance this aspect out in her parenting. So Levi is with me. Mm-hmm. Yes, right. That's why I get to talk, because I know a little bit about him. So your concern or your interest was to talk about being competitive. Mm-hmm. What have you noticed and how does that make you feel?
So I've picked up on a little bit of wording in regards to situations as simple as like running. Like we were doing like a race to the car the other day. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't we, you know, because I was trying to get him to leave the park, which is hard to begin with.
Right,
so I said, why don't we race? I was trying to make it fun.
Fun. Like, you're motivating him.
Yes. But the minute that I was not letting him win, he was getting upset. And so then it became the conversation about like good sportsmanship. And I was trying to explain to him mm-hmm. kind of that whole concept. But I picked up on a few times just kind of, I'm the best at this, or I'm the champion, or I won, right? And that kind of thing.
right.
That I don't really know where it came from, because, you know, we don't really talk like that. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. he's kind of talks like this way, right. and I'm trying to understand a way to move forward with it, because I know competitiveness can be a good attribute, mm-hmm. but I think also it can come off as maybe mean, or, you know, at this age.
At what cost do we want to do it, right?
Right, yes, I want to make sure it's a healthy competitiveness, mm-hmm. where it's
wonderful.
You know, overbearing.
Right, so this is, I mean, I am really proud to hear what you have observed, mm-hmm. because you have not only observed, but you are taking that blueprint and putting it against your child.
Right.
So now you know his personality, and thus you're feeling that uneasiness mm-hmm. of what you're seeing, which is perfect. And that's all you need. As far as him being competitive, he's only, what, now 3.5, right?
He'll be 4 in 2 weeks.
4 in 2 weeks. Right. So still a 4 and a very lively little person.
Right.
Very lively little person. So you see the competitiveness. Mm-hmm. I read some articles, they say, you know, do this when they're 8 and 9. But as our generations keep going, mm-hmm. I feel like it starts way earlier. Right. If they buy a new pair of shoes, suddenly now they're the best runner.
Right.
They run the fastest.
Exactly.
Because it's the new shoes.
Right.
So you think in terms of, I don't know if they watch TV, but when they do an ad for a shoe, mm-hmm. you wear these shoes, you run like this. You know, even children are affected by that.
Yes, we don't do, we do a little bit of shows, but they don't have commercials.
Good.
Yeah, commercials, yeah.
Commercials.
Can be interesting.
All TV shows that is designed for children, mm-hmm. they have those aspects in there. So they pick up that, and it's normal, though, for them to want to do things better. So personally, I wouldn't completely say this is not a good thing, as you have mentioned, too. It is necessary.
Right.
It is necessary in order for them to be motivated to bring the best out of themselves. So since you have already noticed this, and you're thinking against his personality, how will this be?
Affect him. Yeah, in terms of like building relationships mm-hmm. as, you know, he navigates like, you know, changing schools when it comes time to change schools and things like that. I just feel like maybe the way he says it sometimes can come off a little, I mean, I guess not aggressive, because I don't want to use that word with a 4-year-old, but it can come off as
overconfident.
Overconfident. Thank you. Hopefully they added that, because I don't like that word. And I think when, you know, you're meeting new people mm-hmm. and they don't know him and they haven't known him, mm-hmm. like, you mm-hmm. know, your teachers and children here do, it can come off a certain way. And
absolutely.
Maybe that's a turn off for Absolutely. A child that mm-hmm. doesn't really jive with that right. style of personality.
No, I completely agree with you. That's how we are all, right?
Yeah.
The way somebody says something to us, they can say, they can be very critical. Mm-hmm. But if they say it in a nice way, mm-hmm. it's more acceptable.
Right. It's about the delivery, the tone, the choice of how you want to say something.
Say something. And the intention behind it right. too. And in a child's world, of course, it's not going to come across like that because they don't have the, how do you call it, the capability to deliver a message like that.
Right.
They're very self-centered.
Very self-centered. I was just going to say
that.
So
it's like, I'm better than you. That's
phase
it.
That they're in. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's...
So...
Yeah.
I have an illustration for him. A Ferris wheel.
Okay.
Tell him about a Ferris wheel because he can comprehend that.
Right.
On a Ferris wheel, as it turns, sometimes you are on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as your running, your coloring, whatever those things are, sometimes you are here and somebody else is up here. But we have changes.
Everybody gets
a chance to, you know, test themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
But what's most important is when you're telling him, look, when you're here, mm-hmm. look at the view you see. And then when you go to the top, what do you see? And then when you go to this side, it's a different view.
Right.
And when you're at the bottom, you're longing to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it will take you. This is life.
Yeah.
And life is not always going to keep you on the
mm-hmm.
top because there are changes.
Right.
I think for that little mind, if we can reduce the amount of words as much as we can.
Right. Yeah, that's a good concept.
We might get
to be able to.
And then simply telling him, so if there's two people and you're running a race,
mm-hmm.
if you win, what does that mean to the other person? That person is losing.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them here at school, mm-hmm. you have some who will be imbalanced as far as abilities go. They want to run a race with a 2-year-old when they're 4.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So the 4-year-old is way over here. So then I tell the person, now listen, they're 2 and you're 4.
Mm-hmm.
So now you ran a race, but you didn't gain anything because they're still here and you're all mm-hmm. the way here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not the right person to run a race with. Can we pick another person who's maybe 3?
Mm-hmm.
Then you both can run the same way. Because that's not a competition.
Right.
That is you doing something to make yourself feel that, wow, look at how good I am.
Yeah.
And I don't mince words with them. I honestly don't mince words with kids because I really feel like we're in this atmosphere and you're in the home atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to say it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they get it without beating around the bush with illustrations and this and that. The Ferris wheel helps you to picture something where you are.
Right. Yeah.
So that is one aspect of it. Now, in your sentiment, I think you put it in a nutshell. You're not against it.
I'm not against it. I understand it can be a good attribute.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's now the pivotal moment to try to, you know, help him understand.
Right. I don't think we can reason on the aspect of humility right now.
Okay.
Because humility is what will balance that.
Right, yeah.
And he's too young to get that concept except for saying that you're going to hurt someone's feelings.
Right, and I guess that's where I get a little nervous because it can come off that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes he'll come home and say, so-and-so thinks or said I'm mean or says that I'm mean or something. And mm-hmm. then he'll tell me, but I'm not mean. I'm not a mean person. And, you know, I've just picked up these little pieces mm-hmm. along the way here. And I'm like, well, maybe you're doing or saying something
right.
that is coming off as mean.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not a mean person,
mm-hmm,
but maybe
mm-hmm.
there's something that you're doing
mm-hmm.
that is making them feel like it's a mean thing.
And, right.
You
And
know.
from a child's world, it's like their vocabulary is limited. So
Right.
they immediately go with the word you're mean, you're bad,
right,
that kind of thing. So, and the other person takes it seriously.
Right.
So you're right to think that something is happening. So always, so what happened?
Mm.
So you have to be detective. What happened for the person to say
right.
that?
Right.
Now, I took some notes. I just thought in terms of it's good to, how do you call it, delve into the benefits of it.
Right, right.
I'm not an expert in the field. I just have an advantage of being with kids
right.
of that age group, you know,
right.
2 to 5. And an advantage of being exposed to a lot of parents, so you get a good
scope
of yeah. how things are handled and the different kind of what you call parenting styles that everyone has.
Right.
So us, you know, your perspective is different,
mm-hmm.
even if you chose the same method.
Right.
So on that, I was looking at this. I picked up these four words.
Okay.
Connection,
mm-hmm.
compassion,
mm-hmm.
collaboration, and
mm-hmm.
cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. It's a book that I read. It said that is the core at being competitive.
Those are the four mm-hmm. pillars. Okay.
meaning you compete or you're competitive in order to bring the best out of yourself.
Right.
So with a worthy opponent, you are raising yourself up and you're raising
and
them
the other
up.
Person, exactly.
Right.
Right.
So when there is victory involved, how do you react? Good sportsmanship would be to thank the person for challenging
right.
your ability.
Right.
Now, how do we teach that to a young person? It is difficult.
Right.
So we have to think in terms of baby steps as far as black and white and says, that's not how we speak. We win. When you win, you should be the one that is the quietest person. Let somebody else say mm-hmm. that you won. And then when you see someone else winning, you tell them that they won.
Right.
So now we are adjusting the speech as to when to speak.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning that when I win, I shouldn't be the one shouting, I won, I won, I won.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that basic thing.
Right.
Then that habit, you then have another platform to put that on later on and says, why don't we do that? Why don't we shout and scream, I won and you lost? Why? Because that other person has feelings.
Right, right.
And then you don't want to hurt that person's feelings. Now you come out of that context and go into a sport. Let's say he's now 8, 9. He can't completely think like that because that is the whole hype of a game.
Right? Yes, it starts to get confusing,
uh-huh.
I think.
So that's a game. Now, in that stage, I believe that it is the game that you're competing with, not with each other. Each team is trying to play the game
mm-hmm.
to the best of their ability mm-hmm. and raise up the quality of the game. So everyone is doing their best. And then, you know, discussing the things that you shouldn't do, which
mm-hmm.
I thought was very interesting. The healthy person, it says, will learn from their failure. They will recognize their accomplishments. And it says they have fun when they're competing. They're not bringing stress on themselves.
Right.
Most people, if you think of competitive people, you feel like they're stressed. There's this determination
right.
to conquer. And it says that they will not accept criticism, constructive criticism. They will not want to accept
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
And they will cheat,
mm-hmm.
they will fight, and
mm-hmm.
they will throw tantrums.
Mm-hmm.
So showing the person that this is not a good sportsmanship
mm-hmm.
and the reverse. The age of 8 or 6, they'll get it. So the difference
yeah.
is sports, which is played as a group,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to your everyday
Every
life, you
day.
know, at school when you're this age, that's when you go to a different level. And I'm sure your husband has a good input in that as well.
Yeah, I mean, and then you throw in that layer of, parenting styles, and are they the same in the house? And, is
You know, a
every.
dad always wants his son to be like, come on, you can do this. And that's
Right,
okay. That's
right.
okay. That's why the child has two parents. So that
Right.
person has the excitement of building and says, you go get it, you do this. And then the mother figure, addresses the father and says, can we put a little compassion in that
Right,
there? You
right.
know, can we not appear to be so proud and full of ourselves? So you'll
Right.
balance it out.
Right.
Because it's nothing better than having a humble winner.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. I
It's a beautiful thing to see because you can feel it in the person.
Right.
And I'm sure he will be fine. He will be fine. So, but it's a good thing for us to notice these things. And that is why I say that it's commendable that you notice this and you're thinking about it and you want to do something about it.
Yeah, it just has become a little bit of a pattern. And then, like I said, the aspects of someone said this to me. So I'm just kind of putting it all together, and I'm feeling like it's a good learning opportunity to kind of address it in a way,
Right.
which
Address it and
is.
also don't hesitate to inquire of the teacher and see, do
Right.
you know what happened? I heard this happening.
Yeah.
So then you will get another perspective of what happened. Sometimes it's misunderstandings too.
Right.
And we make up our young friend, your young friend
Yes.
does have a lot of scenarios, imaginary stuff, he's
Right.
going to do. And we believe too that he has what does he have now? He has something new in the house that dad says, no, he doesn't.
Oh, it's quite an imagination,
Or
that's
he's
for
going
sure.
someplace
Right.
that no one else knows about, but he has the full plan. And so that
Precisely.
aspect of it, yes.
Yes.
But all in all, it's a good thing to be competitive. But we'll teach him as far as winning, you're not always going to win.
Right. And you have to be okay with
And you
that.
have to be okay with that. Each time, and don't skirt around the issue, meaning find opportunities to play games with him, find opportunities to have him win, feel that, and sometimes don't give in, you win. And it's like that's how it is.
Yeah.
Just because I'm your mom or your dad, I don't have to let you win. I don't have to. We have a memory game. And when I find people like that way, you can see the energy changes because they're looking at the other
Oh.
person. Oh, you have so many cards. And the
See, it's a
minute
natural
it's a
instinct.
natural
Right.
instinct, yes.
Yeah.
I got this and I got that. So then what I do is I say, I want to join the game too because I can remember everything. So then I play just the way I want to play. I win. And then they're like, oh, you got so many. I says, yes, because I can remember. And I tell them, it was not fair for me to play with you, right? Because I am older and I know everything. So it was not fair for me to play. But I had to play because I wanted to play too. They look at you like, okay, fine. And I say to them, did you not enjoy doing this? Can we think about how fun it was and not worry about how many cards we got?
Right.
Because you remembered a lot of things. You knew it was here, but you picked the card next to it, and the next time around, you got the right card. So helping it's always in the moment teachings. That's what I've noticed with kids. And I think that's why we, in a school atmosphere, we get a lot of results because we
Yeah.
don't have anything else to do. We're always with
Right.
them.
Right.
So we
Yeah.
see it in the moment. You know what's happening. You can see the facial expression and know that, oh, you're not very happy right now. And you set the path so that I can have the result I want. I just navigate quickly and adjust it. I was like, okay, this is where we're going to end up, and then we can teach a lesson out of this. It's easy for us to do that, but sometimes when they're in the home atmosphere, I don't think you can have eyes on them
Yes, or I
all
think
the time.
sometimes it will maybe take you off guard and you're kind of thinking, okay, there's something here, but I want to think through how I want to deal with it, or maybe I'm going to wait to see if it happens again, or maybe I'm going to do a bit of reading to see maybe what the best way to approach it is. I don't know. I guess we second guess ourselves a lot as parents. We're kind of
And that's
like
okay. I think that should they should know that. So when I if I get a response from a child and I feel that physical jerk, I feel the eyes going a certain way, a little condescending, I would stop the person. Like I would hold the hand at least and says, wait a minute, I did feel good just now. I'd literally do that. I didn't feel good. I felt like you shrugged your shoulder and you rolled your eyes. What is it? So I am, then they're thinking that they got away with something, but they also know that she noticed something about it. And then when it happens a second time, I says, you know, I really don't like that. I don't like how that makes me feel. And you get to build on that. My thing is I like to build on stuff because there is no other way to just, otherwise you would be accusing them. You're trying to do this and you're trying to do that and you meant this. I can't do that. So I would always say, no, I didn't like that. And they know that I will do that because sometimes across from the yard, something happens and you lock eyes, they know that you saw and
They
they've,
kind of take a second to look and say, did anyone see me do
Yes. Or it's an understanding, that energetic understanding that, oh, she saw me this time, so I better watch out. Now she's looking at me. They know that. Most of our communication is nonverbal. So, or you're, this is a simple one. You're putting on the shoes and you keep saying, you need to look at what I'm doing, otherwise I won't help you. And the hand is on the shoulder. I can feel it. It's like ooh, what, did you do what I thought you did just now? And you wait. And then I will redo that same thing just to see if that is the reaction. I have to make sure that they're meaning something. And then I would say, I don't like that. I felt something just now. So then they expect and they know that you are now a very aware person. Then they don't think of tricking you in any form. It's like, oh, there's no point because she's going to pick up on it. Yes. So now we went out of our subject.
I
We're not
know,
talking about competitiveness anymore. Now we're talking about readjusting. But as far as being competitive, I guess how would you go about it now?
So in the moment during the race, I said, let's race to the car, and he's trying to have fun with it. So the minute that he saw that I was winning and I was not letting him win, he sat down, refused to run anymore, and was very upset,
Upset,
crying,
crying.
and kind of doing a bit of a tantrum. And so I said, what happened? I thought we were racing. What are you doing? And he said, he was crying, but he said, you weren't letting me win. And I said, well, that's not the way it works. It was a race. The better person is going to win. You can't expect to win every single time. And he didn't like that answer, was still very upset. And I said, let's try it again. And the same thing happened. And I said, I'm not going to let you win. If you beat me, that's one thing, but I'm not going to just let you win. You have to be a good sportsman. You have to show good sportsmanship. And so then we had a conversation about what that meant. And I guess since I have not tried to race him, so I don't know what the outcome would be, but that was kind of the, I guess, the foundation of the conversation. But yeah, it just feels like everything is kind of a competition. I'm
Competition.
seeing a lot of things are
Even
competition.
eating is a competition. Who can eat fast?
Everything, yes, and it seems unnecessary. When I notice that there's some kind of verbal, conversation about that happening, I kind of say, but we weren't racing or we weren't competing.
Right.
We're just eating or we're just, you know.
It's the idea. I think some of it stems from, you know, being at school too, because
yes.
So we're eating and then they know that they get to go outside
when
they finish
when they're
eating.
Done.
So then who is going to eat faster? So however, we have adopted the policy that if you finish before mm-hmm. the time, you have to sit there and wait.
Well, that's smart.
You can't just run out. You have to wait for your friends. If you're at a dinner table, it's the same thing. You don't mm-hmm. just excuse yourself and leave.
Right.
You stay there till your friends finish. So that is not happening either. But they can't help it.
I know.
Now, in his defense, though, if he continues to run a race with you,
right,
100 times out of 100 times, you can win.
Right. I mean, I think there will come a point where I would, you know, without him knowing, let him win.
Right, right.
But, you know, I felt there I almost had to prove a point.
You had to prove a point. That is very true.
Now.
Yes, you have to prove a point. But when he's with his friends, I think that's when we need to advocate this. Now you're with your equal.
Right.
Let's do this and see what will happen. Mm-hmm. I will try to do it over there too.
Okay. Yeah.
To see, you know, how you know, so you're with your equals. And in his mind, he's probably thinking with you that you're the mom, you always give him everything he wants. And
right. He
gets, you know, you're the caregiver. How come you're not letting me win now? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't understand that aspect of it, which is understandable.
That part is
understandable.
I
think a board game would be a better thing. Try the memory game.
Okay.
Because it's closed. And you have the ability to navigate a false win for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know where the cards are, you can choose not to open it. Pretend like you don't remember where it goes. It's easy to pretend in that sense. So maybe try a board game with him.
It's a good idea.
I would suggest the memory game because already he's familiar with it. Or bingo.
Oh, yeah.
That is totally left up to chances.
Right.
Between you, dad, and him.
Right.
We're going to play bingo. Who's going to get bingo first?
Right.
By the way, in the classroom, when we play bingo, our bingo is to complete the entire card.
Okay.
We don't get the diagonal. So they don't know that part of it because we want them to go through the whole. We're teaching them through that because
mm-hmm.
it's always numbers, letters, or sounds.
Okay.
So then we finish the entire card. That's bingo to them. Later on, we'll tell them how it's really played.
Yeah.
So a board game would be really good to put that to the test.
Okay. I like that idea.
Like a dinner time. We finish dinner. Let's play a game.
Right.
Rolling a dice is good because no one has control over it.
Right.
He'll have to learn that it's the dice. It's not
me.
I get to go
first. The result is the result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So starting the game off with a dice roll saying that if you get a 6, then you get to go first.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play by that.
Right.
Done.
Right.
He can't whine about it. And if he continues to feel the way he feels, mm-hmm. gently telling him that, hey, if you're like that, then we don't want to play games with you.
Right.
Because then it's not a happy thing. Can we play happily? Mm-hmm. And I think he'll be fine. And I'm sure we will pick up this conversation when he's 6 again.
Right, I know.
But as far as the two of you go, the mom and dad, you're on the same page or you're reaching conclusions?
We're close.
Close.
We haven't really had an in-depth conversation
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
I did mention it, and I think since I've mentioned it, he's kind of picked up on it and mm-hmm. will kind of, I mean, just today, I'm trying to remember what it was. He did step in and say, you know, this wasn't a competition.
Oh, yes.
So remind, I think we are getting to the same page, Anna.
Good.
I think he's saying, he's uh-huh. starting to realize, oh yeah, she's right. This is kind of happening frequently.
Frequently,
right.
And that is very normal because dads usually don't notice these things. It's
they
a normal, natural thing.
Right.
You are extra sensitive, so you are aware of it and you're thinking deeply about not just the present moment, you're thinking about the repercussions later. So you're far into the future, which mm-hmm. makes you cautious now.
Exactly.
Which is fine. And that, like I said, that is why we have mom and dad.
Right.
One person does this and the other one thinks less and this one thinks 70%, the other one is 30%.
Right.
This is fine. It works beautifully. So, for anyone who's listening, I guess the point is competition is not a bad thing.
Right.
It is ultimately to bring the best out of yourself, and mm-hmm. you need an opponent. Mm-hmm. Life is all about competing.
It
You're
is.
Going to the corporate world, that's it. You have to outperform to rise up the ladder.
Right.
And so that is not a bad thing. A person without the competitive spirit will probably not make much progress because there is no motivation to become better. They are happy with their everyday
mm-hmm.
mundane life, in
right.
and out, in and out. This is me, this is life, and done. But those who are competitive, if we keep maintain balance
mm-hmm.
and humility, then that's a wonderful thing. You will be very successful in life
right.
and in relationships.
Right.
Because you know when to retreat and when to be compassionate and empathetic towards people. But, so that comment was for whoever that was listening. We can... And they have to now outdo this person. And
right.
the age difference is so little. 1 year, two, you know, they can't figure it out.
Yes, but developmentally, it's
yes.
pretty large.
So they're
span,
thinking, well,
yes.
she did something. Well, I can do it better.
Right, because that person's getting attention for it.
They're getting attention.
Right.
I tell parents there is this illustration of a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Like mom gets a candle
mm-hmm.
and she lights the candle. She says, this is my light.
Mm-hmm.
Then another candle. I met your dad. You take that candle, light it out of you. See, I had love. I have love for him now. Now he's his one. Then you came, which
right.
is Levi. And see, the flames are the same.
Right.
I still have enough to give you, give your dad. Your dad has enough to give me and give you. And now comes
right.
whatever my little other guy says, my baby Sissy.
Yeah.
Baby Sissy came and now you light her candle. We have plenty to go around. But in a child's mind, they feel like they have to now perform
mm.
to get attention,
mm-hmm.
which is normal in some cases. And we also don't think about it. This little person has small steps that they take, and we commend them for those steps.
Right.
This one is thinking, hey, I've been walking for a while now. How come? It's their little world, right?
That's
so they
true.
Compare that and like, I'm walking? What do you mean? She can't even walk properly and you're so excited over that.
Right.
And then she'll scribble scrabble on a piece of paper and you're excited about that scribble scrabble. Look at mine.
Right.
That's
right.
It.
But you don't want to bring it down for the younger one. Like
right.
you want to be as excited as you were for that
for
child.
For that child. Right.
When
right.
they were that age.
Right.
So it's
so
hard
you,
to balance
so you,
both.
It's that conversation again, going back to saying, listen, when you were little, you used to do these
right.
things. And now she's little.
Right.
Aren't you glad she's doing that? And you can do better things. And I'm sure you're doing that at home.
Yeah.
There are some children who get so impatient. Why can't I play with this child? Why is it not walking?
Oh.
The frustration builds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What happened? You know, I thought it's coming. It came, and now what's with the sleeping all the time? The child is not playing with me. So they had these expectations of I'm going to get someone to be with, but now this is a helpless person. It's very boring. I can't do anything with this child.
That's funny. We did not experience that, but I can see that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, that's one other person's experience that
right.
when the mom was close to give birth, we showed this child pictures of infants,
mm.
trying to get her prepared that this, because she keeps telling, so then I'm going to play this and I'm going to do this and
oh,
I'm going to do that.
That's so sweet.
But you can't do anything.
In a few years.
In a few years. It can't move. It
right.
needs a lot of help. So
uh-oh.
That's their expectations.
Right.
And communication is the best thing. And going through the process. What else
yeah.
can you do? You can't change the thing. But
exactly.
I love that lighting the candle
that's
thing.
That's really sweet, yeah.
That it's
like
all
that.
There. It doesn't go anywhere. It only increases.
Right. Right.
You don't have to worry about it. We always
don't have to
it.
Compete for it.
Yes, not with your siblings anyways.
Right.
Yes. Same thing happens with sometimes you invite other people's children and you're so sweet to that child.
Mm-hmm.
Then your child right. wants to turn around and right. do something to that child. How is it that you are so nice to that person? And so they only remember the things that you discipline mm-hmm. them with.
Right.
You tell me I can't. And look at you not talking to that child like that. So then they go and hurt that child. Like, let's see if I can get you excited here.
Right. The negative attention.
kiddos.